flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know about y'all's kids, but the one thing that my kids love doing is correcting me in front of people. Do y'all's kids like to do that? Like they listen and hope. Hey, y'all, how y'all doing? They listen and hope I mess up. And then they are really quick. Now, when I call them to do the dishes or take out the trash or anything like that, they don't hear that right away. But if I think about lying or I say something that's wrong, they're very quick to point that out. Mom, that's not what you said. Mom, that's not what you told us. Now, if I say, hey, it's bedtime, they don't hear that. That they don't hear. But any of my missteps, they get that right away. And so I have to be honest and tell you that since I started my business, I've been extra busy, right? I'm hiring an assistant. She's starting this week. My best friend is here. She's helping me out with a lot of stuff and you know, getting a good foundation. But for a while, I had no help, none at all, right? And so I would be driving and get a ping on the phone, and it's a contract, or it's somebody who wants me to do a speaking engagement. And I would like to say that I answered these at the red light. I really would, because the police are coming on the show later, okay? The police are coming on the show because Minneapolis is recruiting women. But I don't. Sometimes I slow down. And I say, yes, I would like to speak at your event, or no, that date doesn't work for me, or yes, this contract works out, or I'm going to need a little bit more money. And I'm typing, and I'm driving, and I'm reading, and I'm putting my kids at risk, put my entire family at risk. I ain't even smart enough to do it when my kids are not in the car. I'm doing it with everybody in the car on the way to church. I mean, we're going to meet Jesus for real. Like, I'm trying to take everybody out. So when I found out that there was a new distracted, hey, how you doing? When I found out there was a new distracted driving campaign called Do It For Me, I was like, okay, these folks, my kids have obviously called them, because this is me. I'm distracted driving. I'm not paying attention to the road. There's no way I could type up a 4-sentence paragraph, be going 60 miles an hour and passing out snacks. I'm absolutely distracted. And Lisa Cons is here. She's a traffic safety program manager. And I just have to thank you so much for being here representing the Minnesota Safety Council. You want us to get home safely. You want us to get to our destination safely. Talk to me about this new campaign that asks drivers to do it for me.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. Yes, this campaign has a new twist on it. Typically, when we do a campaign, we do a campaign that will say, do this or that. And we found out that those campaigns aren't resonating as well. And so the Office of Traffic Safety, in partnership with several other traffic safety partners, did a survey. And in that survey, we found out people will change their driving behavior if somebody else is in the car or if they're doing it for a loved one. And so the way and the philosophy behind that is, if you're out, and I ask all of you, think of the five most important people in your world. You have hundreds, but I want you to think of five. Do you have those five? And did any of you put you on that list? Because those people that you just thought of want you to leave home and come back just as much as you want them to. And so we're turning this campaign into a do it for me. Who's your me? Who's the me in your vehicle? Who's the me in your life that will perhaps make you slow down and pay attention? Because we want for you to think of that person every single time you get behind the wheel before you put that car in drive. Put the image of that person in your mind. So if you're the driver, please remember every single time, they don't want to live without you. And if you crash because you're distracted or you crash because you're speeding, they will have to live without you, and that's a behavior you have the ability to change.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break because you just messed me up, okay? Because when I found out about the Do It For Me distracted driving campaign, and y'all were talking about put the five most important people in your life on this list and who would you change your driving habits for, I have to tell you, I was not on that list. It never occurred to me that I need to be on that list, because if I'm not here to take care of the five most important people, which are my children, then I'm looking at this all wrong. So we're going, you just messed my head up, girl. We got to take a break because I got to regroup. I got to think. I might even have to go to the bathroom. It's the Shaletta Show. We're broadcasting live from the State Fair. We'll be right back. I had to go get a blanket. It is 12:21. You're listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm going to tell y'all right now, when I left the fair yesterday, it was summertime. I was sweating, and my back was wet, and my legs were wet, and my skin was brown, and I have not been gone from the fair a full 24 hours, and somehow the seasons changed overnight. So now I'm at the fair with a blanket on. I feel like Granny from the Clampets. I tell you, I got the blanket on, and all I need is a rocking chair. We're live on the porch at the WCCO radio booth. So if you're headed this way and you're listening on the radio, come on down. And I want to say a big hey to all the folks who are out there. Hey, y'all, say hey so they hear y'all. Hey. They're chowing down on Sweet Martha's cookies. They really can't talk right now because we are right next to Sweet Martha's. That's really bad for my diet. And then we're right across from Dino's, where they have this amazing gray duck slushy that's also bad for my New Year's resolutions. I'm just in a really bad spot right now. But it's going to be okay. It is going to be okay. And I hear a child crying, and I know it's mine. You know how mamas are. You know your babies cry. I hear my child crying. He's on the other side, and I could just jump up right now and go over there and try to check on my baby. But it looks like his dad is there, and I'm hoping everything works out okay. And, you know, my kids are the most important thing in my life. But I have to start thinking about myself. You know, when you get on that plane, they say don't worry about putting on somebody else's oxygen if something happens. You know, put the mask on yourself first, then you can help other people. And that's what I thought about when Lisa Cons was like, girl, when you start thinking about who's most important and who you should be driving safely for, I know you love your kids, but you need to be thinking about you, because if you're not here, who is going to take care of your children? And she's joining me now here on the porch at the Minnesota State Fair. And you messed me up with that, because this whole Do It For Me safe driving campaign that you have going on at the Safety Council, when I heard Do It For Me, I wasn't thinking about me. I was thinking about my kids, me.
And that's part of it. That's the great message we're sending right now, is who will you change your driving behavior for? And so, Shaletta, you hit the nail right on the head. They can't cope without you. And your family doesn't want to live without you. So when you get behind the wheel, what is going to help you change your driving behavior and focus on distracted driving and focus on slowing down from the back seat? You're doing it for your family. You're doing it for your kids. You're doing it for your spouse. You're doing it for your neighbor because they don't want to live without you.
And, you know, I know we're at the fair. We're having a good time. But we've got to think about this seriously because since August the 6th, you guys tally this information. As of this year, through August the 6th, I should say, 219 lives have been lost in traffic-related casualties in Minnesota this year. And sadly, I can attest to this, a lot of that, and some of that was distracted driving. And it's not just necessarily looking at the phone. It can be any type of distraction, right?
Absolutely. And then you take distracted driving and you combine that with speed, you come out with the leading contributing factors of crashes and fatalities in our state right now. We know that speeds are at an all-time high. People are taking the space that they have in front of them. They think they're going with the flow of traffic. They think they're in a hurry and they're not thinking about the repercussions that can come with that. When you combine that with the distractions that are behind the wheel, those are ingredients for disaster.
And a lot of folks are listening. They're on the road. They're headed here to the Minnesota State Fair. What is this campaign hoping to do? What advice are you giving them? What are you telling folks to do? Because this is going to be a shift in the way we think as we drive. Because we think, you know, nobody's thinking if I send this text message out, this may be the last message anybody gets from me. I think I can text and drive. I really do. So you have to change the way I think. How are you going to do that? What's this messaging, this new campaign hoping to accomplish?
So what we're hoping to accomplish is exactly what you said. We want for you to change your thought process before you get behind the wheel. When you get in your car, we want for you to make the decision to be a safe driver. And a lot of us think, I speed safe, it's everybody else. I text safe, I go on my phone safe, it's everybody else. I look around me right now at the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people that are walking here. Most of them got here by driving.
Yeah.
And so are you getting in your car thinking, not how am I going to get there, but how am I going to get there safe? Mm. And unless you're in traffic safety, you're not wired to do that.
No, we're not thinking like that. And so as people are listening, they want to get more information about this Do It For Me campaign. How I found out was my girlfriend was in the car with me, and she was like, are you going to put that phone down? And I was like, oh, yeah, I just needed to send this off real quick. And she was like, no, you need to put the phone down. And so she sent me the information about the campaign, and she also sent me a story about a mom who died with the phone in her hand because she was trying to text and drive and didn't see the traffic had stopped in front of her. So I need you before you go, because I know you want to enjoy the fair and the food, but I really need you to help people understand where can they get this messages, because, you know, if it's not for them, it's for someone they know. So even if it's not you, I want you to remember there's somebody that you know. There's somebody in your circle. There's somebody at your church. There's a relative. There's a girlfriend. And you know she ain't driving right. You know he texted and driving. You know he is always distracted. How can they get this information and pass it on to them like my friend Sonya Brown passed it on to me?
We are going to be launching an entire campaign right after the Labor Day holiday. There's going to be resources. There's going to be safety talks you can share with your family and your friends. You can use this in your workplace. Be watching for lovely PSAs that are going to be created by our very own Shaletta. And these things are all going to be online at www.drivesafemn.org. And all the resources will be readily available. And the one thing I really want to do and stress is it's all about safety in the culture of our roads. Keep your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel, your mind in the game, and keep your speed in check.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Miss Lisa Kahns. Y'all give her a round of applause. From the Minnesota Safety Council, keeping us safe on the road as we go back and forth to this fair. And that information is going to be online right after Labor Day. We didn't want to hit you with it because we know you're too busy eating Sweet Martha cookies to go online and look at it. So when you come out of that sugar coma from eating all these cookies and ices and everything on a stick, We want to make sure you go to this website, get that information, look at the tips, look at the strategies, look at how you can change the way that you think about driving, and then share that information along with somebody else. It's a Do It For Me campaign. Who is counting on you to come home safely? Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome.